This is the first time they see snow and run around in the snow. Very, very excited dogs. Oh, good. He's having a good time. He wants to dig the hole again. This is a nice soft snow to dig a hole in. You know, I'm here. The little guy is coming.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Fine. If you want to meditate here, is it comfortable? No, huh? Not really, huh? It is? Maybe just sit for a while until it's dark, huh? Can you? Oh, no, it's not possible, huh? Too many people here. No need, let's go inside, huh? Okay. I can't even wish you to know. Soon.
No cookies, no kids, no friends, nobody. You sleep all day. What about room meditation, you know, at least, huh? See, if you go around, yeah, everybody can come in, it's all right. Now it's an open market. If you don't believe me about how good the meditation can be, you can go around and compare yourself with other meditation groups, huh?
You know what I mean? Did you ever see other group meditation people? Huh? No, they don't have a group, huh? Huh? There are some famous master, you know, more famous than me, more big. Bigger bear, bigger size, yeah? 100% from India even, you know, I'm just half-baked. I've been there, you know, but back again. So, wow! What are these people? Where from? Still have space? Yeah? If not, the front one can just move a little, huh? The front one move a little. Anyhow, squeeze together. I biểu vô trễn chi, huh? And they also have group meditation. It's just that their groups are not so group, you know, not so big. And they don't emphasize so much about group meditation. Even if they do, nobody comes. Our people, you know, in our group, we meditate in groups a lot. Huh? And you can see the difference, huh? Don't you see? Do you see the difference sometimes?
Yes.
Do you go around shopping, you know? At least compare the price. Huh? Oh, here are the 5 precepts. 2.5 hour meditation over there. 1.5 precepts. 2 hours. Which one is better, you know? And at least here, if you do the group meditation, at least you can sleep for a few days, you know, in a month or something. If it's a monthly retreat, that's a very bonus, you know. Big bonus. To sleep. Meanwhile, just daydream about some good things. Cost nothing. And that's why you look so healthy, you know, prettier and fatter, you know, fabulous. I think that's the reason. Because at least you have a few days repose every now and then, huh? Sometimes once a month, huh? Every week, one day at least, huh?
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot, you know. How many folks out there can have half a day, you know, the way you do? Yeah? And that's what makes you more brilliant looking and younger looking each day. Sleeping does also regenerate your brain power, highlights your IQ, and makes you feel younger, energetic. So when you come home, dare anybody touch or say anything to you. Because you're so fully energized and alert, so everything you think will be more straight, quicker. Not to even talk about meditation yet, If you do it off and on, for 5 minutes, that's also not bad. Meanwhile, I also do sleep, but I'm just more honest, I go to bed. I go to bed. You see, so group meditation not bad, And retreat not bad, I'm very proud of my idea. A lot of people, sometimes they go like spiritual shopping. You know that? They do, Well, I did before. I don't mean anything bad about that, Well, just go around, then you make sure that when you come back, it's better. Go anywhere you want and compare, Yeah, maybe other master, a bigger bear, and I'm stronger. But here, we're stronger group, we sleep stronger, and freer. See, if I don't emphasize group meditation, it's even better for me. Really? That's why other masters, or if any master at all, if they are really masters, they don't go around so much, because nobody sits there in thousands and says, "Oh, master, please come." One month, half year, 3 days, 4 hours already. He didn't come. And here, every time you group together, whatever you want comes, Because you group together and you want the same thing. Even last time when I wasn't sick and you sit here and say, "Oh, Master, please get well." So I had to get sick first in order to get well. That's terrible. I was wondering why suddenly I had to get sick like this. It's not supposed to be, It's not written in my destiny. And then I asked God, "Well, what is that?" He said, I have no idea. It's your disciples. They prayed to me that you get well. So I have to make you sick in order to get you well. See that? Don't ever do that kind of stupid thing again, It's not fun to get sick, Just to fulfill your strong power. So some people do go shopping like that, and then they say, "Master, all the teachers teach the same method, and they don't tell us to do group meditation, nothing, and don't even talk about the 5 precepts. I say, then go there. Then you lose your sleep, weekly sleep, and you lose your good food, from the kitchen. Cold is pho, and cơm tấm bì này kia, lose everything. And then he'd be fed up with cơm cà ri. Too hot. It's difficult to digest, the curry. He's fed up with curry rice, whatever. And then it's too hot and too indigestible. And after a couple of diarrhea sessions, he comes back. It's safer here, more hygienic. So after a while like that, he just comes back for our hygienic cooking, at least, And then weekly sleeping sessions are very healthy for you, So actually, I have never scolded you severely for sleeping during your samadhi. It's okay. What can I do if you're tired, Your body knows how to adjust, And since you're sitting like this, you can't sleep too long anyhow. And even if you put your head on the shoulder of your neighbor, he will soon give you some, upliftment, And maybe that's good for him too, because maybe he was just doing something else. Instead of reciting the 5 names, he's making noise. this very familiar, soundless sound, And then, so if you just kind of knock your head on his shoulder, and then both of you wake up. It's very convenient, really. This is an automatic system. So I never worry that you sleep here. Because, you know, in front of you there are people, behind you there are people, left and right people. If you bump into anywhere, both of you will wake up. So there's no problem, huh? I don't need to spend my energy and time going with a big long Zen board, huh? And bang you on your shoulder and scare everybody. Steve, no need. Huh? You see, these two hoofs, they're just there for decoration. They're doing nothing. Hey, meanwhile, sometimes, you know, just join the group, yeah? Group meditation. Yeah, so you see, our group is very relaxed because everything is automatic. Huh? The master also doesn't need to be there to watch over whoever sleeps or not. You know, I used to go to a Zen meditation before. And also, I did all kinds of shopping before I got the real stuff. So, you know, the masters go around, you know, with long-sleeved robe, black and shaven hair, walking like this. Oh, I don't have a stick, but you imagine a stick is that long. Bigger than my arms. Take it like that. Carry around. Walk. He's serious. He's a monk. And he's no nonsense with you. And if you just nod a little bit like this, maybe not even 45 degrees yet.
He's already there on the shoulder.
He's just waiting for that. That's why most of the so-called monks,
Zen monk masters, they don't have a lot of students. Everyone was scared. After you sleep, you know, can you imagine, even if you're sleeping or in samadhi?
So what worry about the stick? So you can't even sleep and you can't even be in samadhi, you know? But suppose you're so tired and you're a daredevil, you just sleep, see what happens.
And then he comes and whacks you like that. Oh, sometimes it shocks the whole system, you know. Some people cannot bear it. They fainted right there, I saw. And some people cry, you know, "Wow, what are you doing to me now? I didn't do anything." You know, the newcomer, first time. You know. So funny. And some other people, like the master just hit the neighbor. I had not hit him yet, and he fainted already. Oh, it's so funny. So in most of the Zen, so-called Zen retreats, the master never accepts more than maybe, the most would be 50 people. Because he's tired, you know, he can't just go. The stick is long and heavy, you know. And he have to carry and walk around like that for 7 days, can you believe it? But some master also clever, you know, he delegates. He delegates to, you know, whoever sleeps the most, he'll give him the stick. And then that one would have to walk like Jesus, you know, carry the cross or something like that. And he cannot sleep. Now, that's a trick. But here we don't have to, because we just hit each other by, you know, by chance. So you see, I'm a very clever master, huh? And now... Yeah, everything here is tip-top, except you. I mean, your sleep is tip-top, 5-star. Mm. You make every one of our meditation centers become 5-star hotel. So you sleep anywhere. You know what it means, 5-star hotel? It's the best hotel, right? Best service. And then you can sleep the best. So, so if you can sleep in here like that, then it's a 5-star, okay? And best service also, huh? Because you serve each other by just, you know, sometimes I'm not around, then everybody wakes up. And then go back to meditating again. You know why most masters make you sit cross-legged like that? Or sit on the floor? So in case, you know, you knock off, you don't hurt yourself. You don't fall too far. And also, when you sit like that, you don't sleep comfortably for too long. See? You might do it, but not for too long. Then you wake up and meditate again. But if I provide you with a meditation center with double beds, you know, okay? King size, you know? And then what will you think? Huh? The whole meditation hall becomes, you know, music hall, huh? All kinds of tunes will be playing, yeah. Yeah. So this is a super hotel. We don't need bed to sleep. Huh? And the reason why you sit near together like this is so that you can wake each other up as well. See what I mean? Everything is already thought of, see? How clever Master Jing is.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.